This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah.
Good evening. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. And it is Sunday, August 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And today's topic is Advanced Directives, Medical Power of Attorney. And I'd just like to remind people, if you have questions, you can call in at 800-313-9443. And we'll take questions in the second hour, or to begin at the end of the first hour. And we have a lively conversation going on at healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com. Love to hear from you. Okay. As always, I look into these things a little bit more before the shows to find out if anything's changed in the past couple of decades. And advanced directives are every bit as outrageous as they were back then. What we're going to talk about tonight is the shocking Catch-22 created by these forms. And we're going to talk about how these forms actually rob you of control over your medical therapy and allow the murderous medical machine to consume you and your assets. And so we're also going to talk about how to avoid the carnage, naturally, of course. So first we're going to take a look at what these forms are. And of course, we're going to refer to a patient-friendly, I'm not patient-friendly, industry-friendly source, the Patients' Right Council, and they're going to talk. And actually, let's do Children's Hospital. Yes, an industry member, and the Children's Hospital. First of all, it's shocking that you would need advanced directives for a child. Because, of course, we would expect children to do well and to live and to not end up in situations where torture and murder are even a consideration. However, the Driscoll Children's Hospital gives us some instruction here about consent to medical treatment and that you can have a surrogate decision maker. This is interesting. A surrogate decision maker is someone who makes decisions for you, even though you may be able to make them yourself. And so you just simply say, you know what, I'm going to let someone else make these decisions. Then is the concept of informed consent, which is a difficult concept. Informed consent suggests that you're actually informed of what the doctor plans to do, what the risks are, and the alternatives. Unfortunately, informed consent only obligates a doctor to inform you of the medical alternatives, not any non-medical alternatives. And so the consent is never truly informed, but you can delegate the responsibility of consent to medical treatment to somebody else. Just for the sake of simplicity, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, though, the advanced directives, which would be the directives to your doctors, be a living will, and let you tell your physician not to use artificial methods to prolong the process of dying if you are terminally ill. And so it doesn't become effective until you've been diagnosed with a terminal or irreversible condition. Now, this is shocking that if you are diagnosed with a terminal or irreversible condition, you have to complete a document in advance of that, allowing you to have a full range of choices once the diagnosis is made. This is amazing. And so we're saying, if you sign a directive, talk it over with your doctor and ask that it be made part of your medical record. And that way, if you become unable to sign a written directive, you can issue a directive verbally or by other means of non-written communication in the presence of your physician. And so this is really a lot like becoming a doctor, for example. Becoming a doctor, you have to commit yourself 11 years in advance that you're going to become a doctor and, you know, get started on that pathway. So at whatever point you make a decision, it actually becomes reality 11 years in the future. So what they're saying to the patient is you have to make an advanced preparation in order to have input into your medical decisions that are made, that either that you make or they're made on your behalf. So it doesn't stop there. So directive to physicians, then of course it's the medical power of attorney, and this allows you to pick someone to an agent to make decisions on your behalf should you become unable to make the decisions yourself. And then there's an out-of-hospital do not resuscitate order. We're going to go into great detail about that. And this is very, very important, these forms are, and to understand these forms and what you're really signing. Now, hospital policies for implementing patients' rights. This is important because there's actually the Congress of the United States in 1991 passed something called a Patient Self-Determination Act. Now, this is shocking. Why should an adult need a law passed on their behalf suggesting that they have self-determination? And this act, all it says is that the hospital has to have a policy relating to informed consent and implementation and treatment decisions under the directive to physicians. And so the hospital has to have a policy about patient rights and about these forms. And this hospital doesn't say it, but it has to inform the patient that the patient has such rights. Very, very simple, simple act. Actually, it's November 1991. Now, all this came about. There were two big cases. One was in the 1970s. I was in college when this one happened. Karen Ann Quinlan, young lady, was injured in a car accident. It was an awful car accident. And long story short is, at the end of the day, she was in a coma, and she was put on life support. And her family took a look at the situation and said, oh my gosh, this is awful. We want all life support removed. We want you to pull all these tubes, everything. You're just torturing our daughter. We don't want any of this to happen, and we are sure she would not want to live this way. The hospital said, you family, you're ignorant, you're murderous. No, we're not going to do it. And so the doctor of the hospital actually sued the family, and they went to court to get permission to remove the life support. And this was a raging case in the news, and it went back and forth, many years. Finally, after several years, the family was given permission to pull everything, pull all the plugs. And they did. They pulled the plug, and Karen Ann Quinlan lived fully at least another 7 years without life support, without medical intervention. And so this really highlighted the severe financial conflict of interest that the hospital and doctor had. Obviously, when the patient was intubated, more people made more money. In fact, Karen Ann Quinlan was ultimately removed from the hospital, because she was breathing on her own and did not require any mechanical or medical intervention. And so it was clear, once the tubes were removed, that one, the doctor and the hospital did not have a flawless predictive ability in terms of the patient's need for their intervention, number one. Number two, their financial bias was made very obvious. And number three, it was made clear that the family of a person who's so in such a position is equally capable of making a decision as the medical profession. In other words, that the doctors and hospital had no particular expertise in determining, in an unbiased way, if their services were actually necessary to the ability of a person to live. This was absolutely, absolutely stunning and really changed the landscape. We'll talk more when we get back.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Give such delight. We all live before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. So, update for Karen Ann Quillen. She was 22. She became unconscious after arriving home from a party. It wasn't a car accident. She actually went to a party, and she had alcohol and possibly some prescription drugs at the time. And she lapsed into a coma, and they took her to the hospital. And once the court gave her parents permission to withdraw everything, she lived 9 years. So 9 years of living on her own, breathing freely, when the doctor and hospital both concurred that she would surely die if these supports were removed. Again, as I said, this really put a chink in the armor or in the credibility of doctors and hospitals as an authority of deciding whether or not this end-of-life care was necessary. And the conflict of interest was, of course, clear. So that was in 1975 that this happened. Now, next came the Cruzan case. In the Cruzan case, similar, it was a car accident, but in this case, when life support was removed, the person died 5 days later. And so at this point in 91, the government felt it had to make some kind of law at least informing patients of their rights to refuse therapy or to have therapy. And so this took the form of the Self-Determination Act of 1991. Now, once they passed this act, that wasn't enough. They suspected that this particular act might not be getting observed as it should be. And Senator Moynihan, those of you who remember back that far, was considered to be this liberal type senator. And so the Inspector General investigates whether or not this act was being followed. And this is what they said about why the act even existed. He said such an act was needed to offset an imbalance in the relationship between healthcare consumers and providers. Senator Danforth, sponsored a bill with Moynihan, perceived that the caring component was being left out of medicine and patient rights were being trampled upon. And so even back then, this is 1991, it was perceived that patient rights were being disregarded. And so all this bill said was that hospitals had to inform patients that they had the right to sign advance directives. That's it. That's all they had to do. And it didn't, and that the hospital needed a policy for observing or following these directives. And what was interesting about this Inspector General audit was they found that the advance directives were not being placed in the patient chart, but instead these advance directives were being placed in the finance department of the hospital. That's right. So the implication, of course, is that once profits were maximized, then the finance department would produce this form and say, wait, we need to stop everything. And so still putting this law in place that patients had to complete advance directives was not having an impact. And so what the Inspector General believed was due to patients' lack of knowledge about these devices, basically the do not resuscitate document, the living will, and the durable power of attorney, communication between patients and physicians was not increased. And despite the frequent use of do not resuscitate orders, they often were not discussed with the patient or even the family. And so patients were only asked their preference in between 14 and 22% of cases. And this is really, this is an issue. And I can tell you right now, the solution to that, of course, is to make your wishes known, make copies, not only give them to your doctor, but give them to everybody you know. You can even tape a copy by the door so when the ambulance people come in, should they enter your home, they can be presented with a copy of these documents so they know what they can and cannot do or should and should not do. So let's take a look and see where all this leads us. Let's take a look at these forms that have evolved to have an impact. Let's take a look at the living will, first of all. So the living will is the oldest type of health care advance directive. And it's a signed, witnessed, or notarized document called the Declaration or Directive. And it instructs the attending physician to withhold or withdraw medical intervention from its signer if he or she is in a terminal condition and unable to make decisions about medical treatment. Now, since the doctor may be unfamiliar with the signer's wishes, the power of attorney has the ability to carry out the signer's directive. And the reason for this is sometimes you may end up in this situation, maybe far from home or far from your particular physician. So, I have gotten a power of attorney form here for us to look at. Okay, power of attorney for healthcare. And it starts off pretty innocently. It says a designation of an agent. I designate such and such a person of this address, that phone number. All right, that's cool. So then they can find the person, locate him. That's nice. Sounds good. And if I revoke my agent's authority or if my agent's not willing, here is my second choice. And that sounds pretty good. An agent's authority. My agent is authorized to make all healthcare decisions for me, including decisions to provide, withhold, or withdraw artificial nutrition and hydration and all other forms of healthcare to keep me alive, except as I state here. Okay. So you put down what you do want done. And when agent's authority becomes effective, my agent's authority becomes effective when my primary physician determines that I'm unable to make my own healthcare decisions unless I mark the following box. And this is a box you can check saying my agent's authority to make healthcare decisions for me takes effect immediately. So this is a gray area. So the agent's authority becomes effective when their primary doctor determines that you are unable to make your own healthcare decision. So the doctor's determination may come at a time earlier or at a time much later than what you would like. So this is a big point of control that's lost. Okay, so my agent shall make healthcare decisions for me in accordance with this power of attorney for healthcare. Any instructions I give in Part 2 and my other wishes to the extent known to my agent, to the extent my wishes are unknown, my agent shall make healthcare decisions for me in accordance with what my agent determines to be my best interest. Okay. To the extent my wishes are known. So this gives the doctor the right to interpret any instructions given later in the form. And then the unknown wishes, the agent, in this case, is going to be allowed to decide. Post-death authority. My agent is authorized to make anatomical gifts, authorize an autopsy, and direct disposition of my remains, except as I state here. And we'll talk more when we come back from commercial.
Please don't go. No, please don't go.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Give such delight. We all live before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. I don't want to
stay. This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. I'd like to remind people that we have a chat room going, and that's healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. And the call-in number for questions is 1-800-313-9443. So we're reviewing the durable power of attorney for healthcare. It's a sample form. Okay. And this one is saying that a successor will make healthcare decisions. All such decisions shall be in accordance with accepted medical standards, and the agent may not authorize withholding or withdrawal of comfort care from me. So you can have that, or you may strike that. But the point is that they're suggesting that all care be in accordance with accepted medical standards. So my agent may authorize the withholding, which is another option, of treatment as set forth in my living will, if I have executed one. And in the event I'm unable to communicate verbally or non-verbally demonstrate purposeful movement or motor, I have an incurable or irreversible condition that, in accordance with accepted medical standards, death is imminent if life-sustaining treatment is not administered. In other words, the doctor thinks you need extra help or you're going to die. Or I'm in a coma, or I have a condition of permanent unconsciousness that, in accordance with accepted medical standards, will last indefinitely without significant improvement. And if any of those things happens, you authorize your agent to direct withholding, or you do not authorize them to withhold any care, or you authorize the following. So you get to go small, medium, or large on this one. Now, there's a problem with this form. One big problem is that you want your agent to make decisions in accordance with medical standards, which is the standard of care. And as we've talked about in prior episodes, it is the medical standard of care that causes people to die. And the agent may not authorize or may authorize withholding of comfort care. And again, comfort care, many people think that comfort care is for the individual's comfort. It is not. Comfort care is a highly technical term. It's a medical term. And comfort care does not mean withdraw all care. Comfort care means they can give morphine, again, which can hasten the person's death. They can give fluids. And so it's a pretty broad, it can be a broad definition. And so the doctor gets to decide what definition of comfort care is being used. So you don't really want that term in your directions. And in the event I'm unable to communicate, and this is a problem, and I have an incurable or irreversible condition. So this means that this power of attorney is only effective if you're unable to communicate and have an incurable, irreversible condition. What if you're unable to communicate and you have a curable and reversible condition, but you don't want any more medical intervention because you feel the medical intervention is what caused you to be unable to communicate in the first place? So this means that, no, you don't have the right to have your proxy intervene at this point. And then, or you're in a coma and have a condition of permanent unconsciousness. Again, what if the condition of unconsciousness is temporary? That, in accordance with accepted medical standards, will last indefinitely without significant improvement. So this is a real can of worms here, and it makes your power of attorney totally useless, and it really ties the person's hands. I'll give you an example of a case that happened. I was a medical resident, and there was this very wealthy businessman who had come to the hospital, and he was diagnosed as having rectal cancer. And so the treatment, of course, was to remove his rectum, pretty radical, and give him a bag. Okay, sounds straightforward. So they did that. In the course of that, his bowels didn't get going very well. They had to put in a central line, and they gave him fluids through the central line, and he lapsed into a coma. Well, at the point at which he lapsed into a coma, his wife, who sat by the bedside reading a book, and she just seemed to be so engrossed in that book all the time that this was going on over a period of 4 days, he lapses into a coma. And so the doctors then go to the wife and say, well, Mrs. Jones, we need to do this, 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 and this to save your husband's life. Now, in this case, the coma was not believed to be irreversible. The doctors believed that they could do something to reverse this coma. And so the wife said, I want you to withdraw all therapy right now. I want you to disconnect everything. Oh, and they argued with her, and we would have a morning report where they, you know, would tell us residents what we would discuss what was going on with the patients. This lady was declared greedy. She wanted to murder her husband so she could have his fortune to herself. No one mentioned that the more intervention we did, the more of his fortune went to the doctors and hospitals. No, no, no. They were selfless, but this wife was greedy. So what the wife did was she refused all therapy, everything. Took about 24 hours, and her husband woke up, and he came to. And then the doctors said, okay, we're not talking to you. We're talking to your husband. So I said to the husband, you know what? You had a close call there, but this is what we need to do. We need to do this, 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 and this. They started therapy, persisted with therapy. It took about 48 hours. He was back in a coma. This left it to his wife. She was now the decision maker. And she looked over the top of her book and said, I want you to stop everything. And, of course, they felt that their hands were tied. They had to stop everything. And they were very upset about that again, this bloodthirsty woman who all she cared about was this man's money, and she was trying to kill him so she could be a wealthy widow. I mean, they really talked very poorly about this lady in Morning Report. So again, she said, stop everything. Again, it took 24 hours for him to wake up. And once he woke up, again, the doctor started talking to him. And this time he said, you know, I'm gonna go with what my wife says. We're going to do whatever she says. Honey, what do you think? And so this is a case. This happened in 1984. This was before the Patient Self-Determination Act. So the doctors were not bound and didn't have all this extra authority where they could say your surrogate could only make decisions when your situation was totally hopeless. And so because she was able to make a decision before it was totally hopeless, because she was able to intervene at the point at which he became unconscious and unable to make decisions, she actually saved that man's life. But now, with the limitations in our present documents, where you can only make decisions as a surrogate if, one, the person's unresponsive, and, two, the doctors determine that their condition is hopeless, this man would likely have died. So that is an example. We have a question. Let me see where we are. If I open one more screen, I won't be able to say anything. Hi, we have Buddy in Arkansas. Hi, Buddy, how are you?
Hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, my question is, I really appreciate you, first of all. We listen to you all the time. Now, my question is, mm-hmm. for a cataract, do you have any herbal remedy for a cataract? I put a little DMSO in, a little honey in. I played around.
You're pretty adventurous with that eyeball, huh?
Hey, sure. I'd rather experiment with the Father in Heaven and his herbs than I would with surgery.
I would say a couple of drops of castor oil.
Okay, love it. Yeah. I love it. Can I use DMSO with it because it penetrates so well?
DMSO does penetrate, but has it been helping you so far? Can you tell?
I can't tell. It got to be pretty aggressive before I started doing anything. In 1982, I had radiokeratotomy when they used a scalpel at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
It's not really much better these days. I mean, they use laser, but the laser cuts just like the scalpel does. I would say if you haven't noticed an improvement, then you can stop it.
Okay. What I read so far is like about every 4 hours, you say, for example, you would use DMSO and honey. You know, and I just really haven't been punctual, you know. And so I'm going to go to castor oil. And did you say you wouldn't be against me using a drop of DMSO in there also, or no?
Well, the castor oil is only once a day at bedtime.
Okay. All right.
Yes, very simple. Just once a day at bedtime.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of DMSO. Are you afraid of it?
No, I'm just not sure it's helping you.
Okay, okay. Well, I really appreciate everything, okay?
Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Okay, after this commercial, we're going to talk more about these forums and how they rob you of your self-determination.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Dr. Daniels on the RBN Network. Okay, and so this forum goes on to say that the durable power of attorney for health is effective only during the period in which my physician has determined, in good faith, that I do not have decisional capacity. And this is a very troublesome clause. And so what we need to do then is say that the power of attorney is effective when the doctor determines you don't have decisional capacity, or when the patient determines that it is in effect. For example, sometimes you can actually become delirious. You realize you're delirious, and the doctor's confronting you with lots of decisions, and you don't feel competent to make them. You need to have the right at that point to say, wait, I want my surrogate, my agent, to make these decisions for me. And so once they get you drugged up and doped up, maybe you've just taken your pain pill, you're feeling a little woozy and confused, you can say, well, wait a minute, someone else needs to make this decision. And so you need to be able to decide when your power of attorney is going to kick in, and you can't be hemmed in by your doctor's decision. Okay, and whenever making healthcare decisions for me, my agent shall consider the recommendations of my attending physician, the decision I would have made if I had capacity, and the decision that would be in my best interest. Now, this is very bad because all of these can be challenged. For example, the recommendation of your attending physician. Your agent can make a decision, and the attending physician can say, I don't think you've considered my recommendation. And then this delays, defers, or denies your agent the opportunity to act as you intended. Next, the decision I would have made if I had decisional capacity. This is again, another point of contention. The doctor can say, well, I know this patient, we've had conversations, and I don't think that's what this patient would have wanted. Again, another point of contention and delay. And the decision that would be in my best interest. So again, you don't want anyone opening up, having an opening to question your surrogate or your agent. Because this clause gives the doctors, or gives the hospitals, the opening they need to say, we're disregarding this because it's not in this person's best interest. And then, of course, I give the following instructions to help guide my agent. And you can write down whatever you want there, because actually it doesn't matter, because the prior paragraphs have already negated it, right? Yeah. And then it has to be signed by you, has to be notarized by notary public, or, in the absence of that, has to be signed by two witnesses. And that's the durable power of attorney. So you can see clearly that this durable power of attorney actually leaves you pretty wide open to a lot of really contentious stuff. So that's the durable power of attorney. Now, what if you're not in the hospital? What if you're outside the hospital? Well, then, of course, what you're looking for is a do not resuscitate order. Out of hospital, do not resuscitate order. And of course, I thought, wow, this is great. If someone can just tell the ambulance, hey, don't resuscitate me. I don't want that. I mean, if you can find a way to help me without resuscitating me, then that's okay. Go for it. But no. So what you want is an out-of-hospital DNR. What this is actually instructions. You can actually say, don't even take me to a hospital. And that's important. Because you want somebody, of course, to not resuscitate you, but hospitals will say, well, wait a minute, that's what we do. What do you mean? And that's what you don't want. You don't want to end up in the hospital or in the ambulance. And there's another complication here, another wrinkle, is the Medicare system and insurance companies decided that the hospitals and doctors were gaming the system. What does that mean, gaming the system? They were figuring out ways to bill to maximize their revenue and circumvent rules made by insurance companies to decrease their revenue. And so they did them. They started a new form of reimbursement called DRG, Diagnostic Related Groups. So hospitals and sometimes doctors, but hospitals for sure, are paid in a very complex formula, which is the severity of the person's illness gets the reimbursement into a particular category. And so if the hospital can reach that illness severity as soon as possible after admission, or at any time during admission, then the person's hospital visit gets kicked up to a particular category. And then, if they can continue intensive, read expensive therapy beyond a certain point, they get paid by the day back on a fee-for-service basis because it's called something called an outlier. So it wouldn't be fair to pay them by DRG because it's an exceptional case. So the point is, then, that when a person shows up in the hospital and they're already intubated, the hospital has a compelling interest in keeping them intubated for a period of time. I'm not sure if it's 24 hours or 48 hours, and get the person into the intensive care unit and then qualifying them for the higher diagnostic related group, DRG, or higher payment rate. Just a little background for those of you who don't know hospital reimbursement. It's very complex. It's so complex people actually specialize in it, and hospitals hire reimbursement specialists. But that's just a little piece of aside information. So this is out-of-hospital, do not resuscitate order, and this is the Texas Department of State Health Services, and we believe that they know what they're talking about. And they say this document becomes effective immediately on the date of execution for healthcare professionals acting in out-of-hospital setting. It remains in effect until the person is pronounced dead by authorized medical or legal authority or the document is revoked. Comfort care will be given as needed. Okay, so you cannot refuse, according to this document, what the medical people define as comfort care. All right. And nice thing that they say it's effective immediately and until death. And you have to say that you're 18 years old, fill in your signature and the date, print your name, and say you got the ability to make this decision. And if you don't make it, then they even have places for you to allow a qualified relative to. And you say, I direct that none of the following resuscitation measures be initiated or continued. CPR, transcutaneous cardiac pacing, defibrillation, advanced airway management, and artificial ventilation. So I said, I don't want it. Don't give it to me. Then, of course, you have to sign this form. And you don't need, so you do need a notary, a witness, two witnesses, or a notary signature. And so this form is very clear. It is very straightforward. And so you say, well, Dr. Daniels, that sounds good to me. What could possibly go wrong? Yes, that's what I say. Well, 1993, year of our Lord. That's when it was. So already the Patient Self-Determination Act has been passed. And these particular patients of mine have been aware of that. And the daughter was a regular patient of mine, but I saw her mother occasionally. Mother had high blood pressure. And the mother had had a stroke 30 years prior and was unable to speak because of this stroke. She could wave one hand, but that was about it. And I believe she got around with sometimes a wheelchair, sometimes she could use a cane, and someone else could hold the other part of her the other half of her body. But this was her situation. And she had talked to her daughter many times and said, I do not want anything more done. I don't want any more medical intervention. If anything should happen to me, I want to just die and go peacefully. I don't mind being alive, you know, right now, in my present condition. I know I'm a burden to you. But if anything should happen to me, please just let me die. All right. And so they took great pains to fill out this out of hospital DNR order, to fill out the medical power of attorney order, making the daughter the medical power of attorney, having me sign all these papers saying, yep, I understood, I agreed, and I would do what they want done. We had a copy in the chart, they had a copy at home, and we really didn't know where else to put any more copies. But everyone knew, and this was clear. And so when we come back, we'll find out what happened.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
With financial